Welcome to 7 Minute Prayers, a production of Man in the Pew. I'm your host, Phil Mershon, and it's my joy to lead you into prayer today. This episode is brought to you as part of the 90-Day Gratitude Challenge. You can join believers from all over the world who want to take daily action toward becoming more grateful. Through daily inspiration and challenge exercises, we are rewiring our brains and hearts to more automatically respond to life with gratitude. You can get the details at manandthepew.com/gratitude90. That's gratitude 90. Today, we're exploring what we had to be thankful for. And while this episode originally released on Thanksgiving Day, we all know that gratitude is a year-long habit that we can cultivate. Well, I wonder, have you ever been at the Thanksgiving dinner table and asked your family and friends to share something they're thankful for? If your family hasn't been trained in the art of gratitude, it might go something like this. Johnny, I'm thankful for my family. Susie, I'm thankful for my family and my doggy. Peter, I'm just thankful for my family. Mom, who's trying to mix things up a little bit, I'm thankful for each one of you and that we can be together today. Grandma, I'm grateful for another year of life and for each one of you. Now, I'm not going to keep going around the table. I think you can see the thankful rut that this family has entered. And it happens for all of us in our prayers. See, there's certain topics that feel safe, appropriate, and even spiritual, but we don't allow the Spirit to inspire our imaginations to notice the myriad of things that we can be thankful for. As part of the 90-Day Gratitude Challenge, we're going to explore in detail many different scriptural themes and concepts for which we can be grateful. Today, I want to highlight 7 general themes that can serve us immediately as we gather around the Thanksgiving table, the dinner table, or any time that we pray. First, thank God for what He's done. David exclaims in 1 Chronicles 16, "Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim His greatness. Let the whole world know what He has done." When God answers prayers, stop immediately to give Him thanks. Take time to remember all the answers He provides every day. Second, thank God for health and healing. In Luke chapter 17, Jesus marvels that only 1 out of 10 lepers return to thank Him after He has miraculously healed them. It's tempting when we receive healing through medicine or the care of doctors to forget that it's God who ultimately heals us. So give thanks to God when you're healthy, and give thanks to God when He heals you. Third, thank God for being good toward you. A repeated refrain throughout Scripture is, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good." You can see that in Psalm 136, verse 1, for example. We don't deserve the good ways that God treats us. God honors His covenant toward us, even though we break it continually. So stop to thank God often, daily, moment by moment, for His faithful love and His eternal commitment to you. Fourth, give thanks for your daily bread. In the Old Testament, one of the primary offerings was a thanks offering. This recognized God's hand in providing food, shelter, and the many ways God's providence revealed itself. If you find yourself running out of things to be thankful for, you likely have a cupboard, a closet, or a bank account full of prompts of things for which you can be thankful. Fifth, thank Jesus for His sacrifice. When we celebrate communion, we repeat the words that Jesus said, "This is my body, broken for you." The longer we've been a Christian, the more tempting it becomes to take Jesus' sacrifice for granted. The Apostle Paul modeled a different response. It was toward the end of his life that he said to Timothy, "I am the chief among sinners." In case that sounds strange, Jesus illustrated this point poignantly when he told those who wanted to stone the woman caught in adultery that the person without sin could go first. Do you remember who left the scene first? It was the oldest. You see, the longer we live, the more aware we are of our need for a Savior. I find I have daily reason to thank Jesus for the gospel. Number 6, thank God for His gracious gifts. Paul exudes gratefulness as he thinks about the Corinthians and the gifts God has given them. These gifts include the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. Paul is also thankful for their generosity, their eager minds to learn, and the maturity brought about by the study and application of God's word. I wonder, what gifts has God given you that you often overlook or maybe wish he hadn't given you? Number 7, give thanks whenever you think of specific people. Paul starts off the letter to the Philippians with these words, "Every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God." There are so many different people involved in our lives for whom and to whom we can give thanks, even our enemies and those who irritate us. So I encourage you, take time to thoughtfully give thanks for each person as they come to mind. Let me give you a recent example. For the last 3 months, I've been recovering from a wrist injury, and as I'm mostly recovered now, I've been giving thanks for the numerous people whom God has used on this recovery journey. Some of them came at just the right time and in a seemingly accidental way, but I know it was God who orchestrated all of them. There were doctors, trainers, therapists, mindset coaches, family, and many friends, at least a dozen professionals. I'm grateful for each one of them, and I thank God for each of them by name. All right, this list of 7 wasn't intended to be exhaustive, but to serve as a prompt as you spend time in gratefulness today. In future posts, we'll dig deeper into each of these themes and many more. Here's your challenge for today. Take your journal to a quiet place, set your timer for 2 minutes, and write down as many things as come to mind for which you're thankful. Try to be specific, and then share at least one of those with someone else today, perhaps at the dinner or Thanksgiving table. Let's pray. Father, I'm thankful for so many things today. I'm grateful that you love me. You know me. You're always faithful and caring toward me. Thank you for providing for my daily needs. Thank you for bringing people into my life that challenge me, encourage me, and love me. Thank you for all the signs of your sovereign power you show me. Above all these, I'm grateful for my salvation through Jesus, which I know I don't deserve. May I never grow weary of giving you thanks. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.